Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Take Back Your Health Radio. Today is Tuesday, and this is Robin Shirley, your host. Today, we're talking about how to choose the right doctor for you and your family. So, Take Back Your Health Radio is here to teach you how to enjoy life despite chronic illness. I truly believe that despite having chronic illness, you can enjoy life just as much as everyone else. And a healthy lifestyle that reduces your symptoms can be very enjoyable. I really believe that, and I'm here to teach you all how to do that. So one thing that's very important is to make sure you have a good doctor, because with chronic illness, you've got to have a doctor. And I went for many years being very angry at all of my doctors, or most of them, and I kind of boycotted medicine and drugs and doctors and specialists for a while, and it was what I needed to go through, but I am back on track, and I have doctors that I love now, and I want to share with you some considerations as you're going through the process. I'm sure, you know, we all get into situations where we need a doctor right away, and it may be an emergency situation, or maybe we haven't had time to consider our options. But if you do have time to consider and you have the desire to find a better doctor for yourself, for your situation, then perhaps this show will help you today. And this is helpful not just if you have chronic illness, but if you need to get diagnosed, if you have symptoms you can't figure out, or if you just need to find a better general practitioner. I think that my thoughts here will shed some light on this situation for everyone. All right. Everyone needs, there are a couple different doctors that, you know, we can be talking about here. One is the primary care. Your physician that you see on a regular basis for your general care, maintenance, minor illnesses, you know, a little bit of emergency care, and referrals to specialists. Those are all the things that the primary care takes care of for you. You know, your annual checkup, and, you know, if you're getting vaccinations, if you're doing, you know, if you get sick with a cold or the flu. All right. Then you've got specialists, which could be a long-term thing or maybe a short-term if you just need a, you know, a surgery or a quick fix up. And that leads to, then you have surgeons that you might see for a short period of time and then go into recovery or rehab or physical therapy. So I think that I want to start out just by telling you about a few things that helped me when I was figuring out which doctors were best. And actually, my mom was on the show last week, and she talked a little bit about this also, but when I was first starting out, there weren't many options for specialists for me. I had symptoms of joint pain and skin rash and fever, and it ended up me going through many specialists and ending up with a rheumatologist, then needing to find a rheumatologist that cared for children. There were only about three in the Washington, D.C. area at the time that this was happening for me, so we didn't have very many options. Now it's very different. There are many different specialists and for each specialty, so there are a lot of options within each specialty, I mean, so you have some room to try them out and find the best one for you. So when you are, let's start with the primary care physician, and we will just talk about some different ways. Maybe you just are still using the one that you used as a kid, or you have a family physician that you like, and or maybe your parents use them and you use them, but you're not liking it as him or her as much. Whatever your situation is, if maybe you don't have a primary care, maybe you do, but it's essential that you have one and that you like them and you feel comfortable with their philosophy on your health care. And so what if you don't have one yet? So you need to find one. And I would say that the ways to find one of my best recommendations is to talk to your friends, family, coworkers, your child's school, other parents, and even if you're in and out of the hospital a lot because of chronic illness, ask the nurses, or the people working at the hospital, do they see a doctor in that hospital, or do they have one that they recommend for you? Then you could also ask, you could ask Google, ask Yahoo. There are so many online reviews these days of doctors, and I have, looked online for some of my doctors, but it can be very helpful. You can also call your health insurance if you want to make sure you get someone in-network and ask for their recommendations. So really keep your ears open and ask around, because I think that is the number one way to get a good list of, some doctors that are well respected and that in general people like. So my primary care doctor now, I have two. One is very straightforward, and he's got a PA, a physician's assistant, so I can see her on very short notice. And their office is very close to where I live. And then I have another primary care that I go to that specializes in more complementary treatments. So we talk about supplements and other things. So I've got two there. And the one primary care that I mentioned first, I can go to the physician's assistant if I cut myself or if I need a prescription very quickly or if I have, the cold or the flu. So that's, a great resource for me, and they can check up on me and make sure everything's going well and keep a track record of all of my vitals and lab tests and everything. Then the other doctor, the more complimentary, I wanted to share with you that I found him through word of mouth. It was one of those things where I knew I needed to find a doctor like this, and there were three doctors that were recommended to us, and I just kept hearing their names. I was going to a lot of groups, discussion groups about nutrition, and I was meeting lots of people that were interested in holistic health, and I just kept hearing these three doctors' names, and people really loved them. So I set up an appointment with all three of them, and we were going with one doctor for a while, but then something happened, and he was so far away, and I got very sick, and it wasn't his fault, but it, was a little bit of neglect on his part of not, watching what I was doing and making sure that I made the right choice, and so things got a little out of hand, and I ended up having a lot of health trouble. It was a supplement I was taking that actually made me very sick. And so I kind of felt weird about going back to that doctor, and I switched to one of the others. I mentioned there were three there that we were, testing out. So anyways, now I go to him, and I'm very, very happy. So I just think it's important to tell you all that, because even if you do go to someone for a while, but if you're not quite sure that they're right, and after a while you realize they're really not getting what I'm saying, or they're doing stuff that's bothering me, or I don't think they're taking the best care of me, then you can still switch. And word of mouth and recommendations from friends and other people that you trust is a really good way to get a good selection of doctors that you can try out. So So we're going, basically, this first step is just getting a good list of doctors that are options for you that you can try out. Online reviews, word of mouth, recommendations from people you trust, call your health insurance company. You can even call, you know, if you need a specialist and you want a few options, your current, your primary care doctor or another doctor that, you know, just call up a local physician and ask them what they would recommend, who they would recommend for specialists in the area. Once you find a doctor that you're, a few doctors that you're going to try out, so the first step is actually, you know, getting some options, getting a few good doctors that you know are, in general, people are, you know, they trust them and they like them, so getting recommendations. Then you need to actually try them out, and this is where it can get expensive if they're not covered by your insurance. It's not like you can just go and see them all and then pick the best one. That's why I think finding a doctor is so difficult. So actually ask, before you go and make all these appointments, find out from two places, your insurance company and from the actual doctor's secretary, find out what all the costs are going to be. So before you set up your appointment, you would call the doctor's office, find out if they accept your insurance, and find out if they have any, you know, initial fees or if they have any other fees that will arise later, and what the potential could be for treatment costs later on if, you know, your diagnosis goes a certain way. So just all the different costs, just ask them. They're very good about talking about, you know, giving you all the information you need. So then you can also call your insurance policy and find out, you know, is this covered, is this covered? And just make sure you're aware. It's always nice to know the cost ahead of time, even if it's, you know, outrageous or even if it's really affordable, whichever one, it's good to know ahead of time. You can plan for it, and it might even cross some of the doctors that you have on your options list. It might cross some of them off. If you don't want to go to a doctor that's not covered, then that might narrow it down for you. Then you can also for sure ask, you know, some people, it's really important where they went to school, what their background is, where they're, you know, asking for their license and credentials, calling your state medical licensing board. I've never actually done that, but some people really do want all this information, asking for a background check on the doctor and second opinions from their peers and seeing if they, you know, have board certifications in higher education. So all of that could be important to you, and you can research by just calling your state's medical licensing board. And also calling, you know, the doctor himself, his secretary, and finding out that information. Then, you know, if it's a surgeon or a specialist, look into, you know, what cases a surgeon, how many times the surgeon has performed the procedure and their success rate. Same with the specialist. Have they written any books on the topic? What's their success rate with treatments? And then once you get to this point where you feel like, okay, I've got a couple doctors or one or two doctors that I am pretty okay with, you know, trying out, then you can go try them out, interview them, ask them any questions you have, check for good bedside manners, how well do they listen to you and address your concerns. And then this is the biggest thing for me. When I actually know if the doctor is right for me or not is when I leave the appointment and I just take a quick assessment. How do I feel? And in general, I think you should feel like you're in good hands. You should feel safe and confident and like there's hope or there's a solution for whatever medical situation you're in. You should feel like you have a game plan and you have action items to take care of for your health. And after you leave the appointment, you should feel like you're making progress towards better health. towards achieving your health goals. You should not feel upset, confused, hopeless, scared, unsure of what to do next. If you do have a serious diagnosis, then of course you're going to feel some of those things, despite anything the doctor does. But you shouldn't feel scared, hopeless, and confused due to the doctor's way of communicating with you. So when you leave the appointment, I think that's the moment when you know, and it may take two or three appointments, but you'll know from your one-on-one relationship with the doctor whether you are going to be happy with them, if they're going to be good for you. I thought it would be neat just to share some stories with you guys about doctors that I've had over the years. And I don't know if this would be useful to any of you guys, but some things that have just been amazing that I've just known this doctor is perfect for me. I found myself actually, one doctor, one rheumatologist once, I found myself actually smiling and nodding along, and I caught myself halfway, and I was like, I have never actually smiled this much in an appointment with a rheumatologist before. This is crazy. And another time, at the same thing with a rheumatologist, the nurse actually came into the room and gave me her, you know, her cell phone number and said, if you ever need prescription refills or questions about your medications, or if you have a concern or a side effect or a symptom that you're not sure about, just call me. And I had never experienced that before with, you know, not having to go through the front desk of the office. So that was, I knew at that point this was a good place for me. I also really liked when I found an office. I really like going to teaching hospitals for my specialists. University of Virginia, I've been to for rheumatology, and when I was living close to Charlottesville, and now Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. is another teaching hospital with a great rheumatology department. And when you go to a place like that, oftentimes you don't need to go outside for lab work and diagnostic testing, which I hated doing before when I wasn't going to a hospital for my rheumatology. I was going to a private practice, and it's frustrating to go and have to go to a separate place to get your lab work done and then go to a separate place to do x-rays. So I was, you know, I love just walking down the hall in the same building and just getting the lab work done there. Also, after you do the lab work, usually the nurse or the doctor will call you and have a conversation with you about it. And with my general care physician that is more on the holistic side of things, the nurse actually calls and has a 5 to 10 minute conversation with me, and any questions I have, she will hang up with me, go ask the doctor, and then call me back within like 10 or 15 minutes. So that's another thing that I really like about my doctor. And there's just so many things that I could go on and on, but signs that you know that you really like your doctor and that he's a good fit for you or she's a good fit for you. You'll know it when it happens, and it's very frustrating. It takes a long time to, you know, if you're not healthy, if you're sick and you're going to doctors a lot, I know it's just, we have such busy lives, and to add that on top of everything, it's crazy, and it takes a toll on us mentally and emotionally. So be patient with yourself and just set aside some time every week to organize your health care, because it's important. It's, you know, it's got to be done, and to do it in an hour window or 30-minute window every week is helpful to just kind of sit down and get it all done at one time instead of spreading it out, a phone call here, a phone call there, it's just needs to be a little organized as well. And I talked about that in a previous episode about keeping a binder with everything, phone numbers, lab results, notes that you take at your doctor's appointments, things like that. And also, if you're not sure how to call your health insurance, it's on your health insurance card, the 800 number, where you can actually call the helpline. They will tell you everything about your policy, answer questions, tell you if your procedures or your doctors are covered under your plan, and they can recommend doctors that are in your network. So those are some tips for choosing the right doctor for you. And I know there are so many other things to consider that I didn't even cover. And I always, always, you know, want to just tell you, this is my personal opinion and my own experience. So please make sure that you get the advice of a professional and that you're very careful about everything that you do for your health. We are all responsible for our own individual health, and it's a big responsibility, but it's one that we all need to accept, because no one else is looking out for you. It's a crazy world full of crazy, you know, unhealthy food and temptations. So when you take control, realize the responsibility is on you. And this, I hope this doesn't sound too much of a lecture, but it's kind of freeing. It's kind of liberating to know how much power and how much control you have. And it takes a lot of responsibility, and a lot of times we just don't want to put that on ourselves. But taking control, getting your doctors, getting the right doctors for you that are going to make sure that you're getting healthier, and then you keeping excellent records of it and actually taking the steps you need to take, eating healthier, following your doctor's orders, all those things, just it makes a huge difference for your peace of mind and for your actual health. You can feel better, and when you get the right doctors and you get the right treatments going, whatever that means for you, then you will feel very good. You'll feel less stressed because you've got things organized, and you'll feel more energy and hopefully fewer symptoms because you've got your treatment plan going. So, kind of a serious topic today, but we're all going to feel better and enjoy life and know that we have the power to reduce our symptoms and get through chronic illness and get healthier and still enjoy life. So I hope that this was helpful, and this was another episode of Take Back Your Health Radio with Robin Shirley. We will be back next Tuesday at 12 noon Eastern. I hope to talk with you all then. Have a wonderful week. See you next time on Take Back Your Health Radio. Take care, everyone.